Episode 3109, The Power of Transition.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is Mindset Monday, and it is time for you to put your leadership hat on. You need to lead yourself. No one can lead you. You have to do it first. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a little tired. It's Monday. Ooh, yeah, we get out and we're like, oh, it's a great weekend, but now we got to recuperate, take a deep breath. We're in for a real treat, the power of transition. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter. The Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live love and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, with that deep breath, you know we have our TV show and it's going pretty well. I got to tell you, it's been a little bit of a difference here and almost as important as what we're talking about today, the power of transition. You're trying new things. There's unknowns and uncertainties that lie your way, but you know what? You just got to keep going. You got to keep pushing through. So today I want to encourage you to do just that. We've been doing that with the TV show. If you haven't seen it, you can head on over to pray.com every Tuesday morning, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, 8:30 a.m. Pacific. We'd love to see you there. All right, are you ready for a treat? I'm sure you are, because I don't know about you, but maybe you're in recovery mode. Weekends, you know, we kind of need that extra day. Wouldn't it be nice to have a four-day work week? But then we would have a four-day work week, and then we would want a three-day work week. Yeah, it doesn't work that way, does it? We've got to get our stuff done. And part of that is gaining some efficiency. But with that efficiency comes what? Growth. And sometimes we think of acquiring our accolades, our achievements, is the pinnacle of what we have to reach, right? The trophy of all trophies. We're going for that, but it's really in the power of transformation, because life is a series of ups and downs and all arounds, all that cause us to be uncertain in the unknown. But it's in the power of transition where greatness is made. You know, because once you have the trophy, what is there? The growth is in the transition. The celebration is in the transformation. I know a lot of T's here, a lot of uns here. We've got a lot of undoing and trans something or rather. There's a lot of building. That's what we'll say it. It's just a lot of building. And I know I've been somewhat honestly burning the candle at both ends. And that's not good. I'm telling you right now, it's not good for you. But sometimes you just have to do it because you've got to get through it. And that means most of the time you're in transition. You haven't really figured out the whole wheel thing. I went with my son to take our puppy dog, our little rhino, our bulldog, to get his little spa treatment. And we don't do it very often because his skin is very, very sensitive. But we went and got all the works, got his, you know, he got fully bathed and, you know, the beautiful essential oils and his nails done and, you know, all of this. He loves to be pampered as a proper puppy. And so he went there, and while we were there, we walked over and we love to see the animals. And so we went and saw, well, you know, there's snakes, not my favorite. Spiders, yeah, not so much either. Guinea pigs, love them. Had two growing up. Love them. Love them so much that I actually tried to save a life of that guinea pig. But we'll leave that for another episode. And then there were also, besides the guinea pigs, there weren't any hamsters though. But there were rats. Oh, yes, unfortunately, small and medium. Yeah, they never look cute. I'm just saying. And then there were the mice. Oh, how cute were they? And let me tell you, those little busters can move so fast. They were just going in and out, and they would go underneath and create this little tunnel in this little, you know, hill-like thing that was sitting there. And we just watched them. We were just amazed. And I thought, you know what? If we would be so engaged in our everyday, like those mice were running, I mean, they were so committed to running and just doing. Do you know how much more we would get done? And actually, we probably would get more done in less time and have more time for what matters, meaning like our family, vacation, stuff like that. But you see, what happens is we get ourselves stuck on the transformation, right? Think about when you want to lose weight. No one wants to think about between the 0 and 40 pounds that you have to lose. Everybody just wants to get to the weight loss of 40 pounds. But you got 40 pounds to get to that celebration. And so it amazes me that we kind of quit before we even start. And we set ourselves up for failure before we even start. And therefore, everything that we see in front of us is like, well, why am I still doing this? So if you knew in advance the work and emotional roller coaster your life would take, you most likely would run in the other direction. Kind of like the mice, running all over the place, but where you need to be going. But when it comes to your dreams and goals, your calling, you cannot give up. You have to hunker down and fight for what's right by being the anchor for yourself. You have to be your biggest cheerleader. However, that doesn't mean you're going to get everything you go after. Life lessons are best learned in the trenches, and those trenches are your transitions. Life is your everyday teacher. So take the breeze of opportunities and failures and a few successes to do what you've been called to do. Take aim on what matters and facilitate an atmosphere of growth. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Facilitate an atmosphere of growth. And you're probably thinking, oh man, do I have to do this? No, you get to. You get to facilitate. You get to build up. You get to encourage yourself. You get to have hard conversations with others or even yourself. You get to make memories. You get to fail. You get to teach the hard knocks of life. You get to pray. You get to celebrate the wins. You also get to cry when failure arrives. You get to hug so tightly. You get to lose sleep. Oh, I'm getting that so too often. You get to love unconditionally. You get to live. So don't run away. Don't throw in the towel whether life is tough or easy. You got to facilitate an atmosphere of growth with grit, grind, and grace. This is the only way. Okay, it's not the only way, but I like to think of it as like the only way because a lot of people think, oh, you got to have the willpower. Willpower will fail you. But if you look at some other ways, it's not just one section of you. Right? You have to look at the whole person, the whole being. What's going to get you to the other side? Grit, grind, and grace. And that's all in the power of transformation. So what does that look like in real life? And what does it even mean? Number one, grit. Persevere with passion for the goal at hand. You're going after it, right? So what do you need to learn in this circumstance that you're in, this situation? Find those teachable moments. When you fail, oh man, I had a failure this weekend and it really wasn't my failure. It was more of a failure on somebody else's part that turned into my frustration that I've been dealing with for months. I mean, months upon months. It's my email. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I do know what it is. You know, technology just does not like me, no matter how hard I try. All the reason why I have a love-hate relationship with technology. I get to come to you like this every single day, but when I'm working at it in my office, in my studio, and I want to communicate via email and nothing happens because my servers time out and it keeps doing it. And no matter how many different people I talk to, I kid you not. Let's see. I think I talked to 5 people already. And mind you, this just did not happen. This has been happening for months upon months upon months. Anyway, I just had to find the grit within. Like I just had to keep going. It was just like, run, run, run like the mice. Come on, I get this, right? I like to call them little Mises. It's cuter that way. Like, just run. You got this. Don't stop. You got this. You got to persevere with passion. Sometimes you just have to jump and trust that you're going to land on your feet. And if you don't, you pick yourself back up. Oh, something's broken. Well, there are good docs out there. You know, you can mend. Your body will heal. But if you don't keep going, what's going to happen? You're going to stop and you'll never get back up because it's harder to get back into motion. Why do you think dreams die? Because people just stop. And then they stop dreaming. And then they don't know how to go further because, oh, well, nope, that's it. And then they're so caught up in the mundane things of life and their specific responsibilities like, oh, a marriage, having a job, and, you know, maybe raising some kids. And everything just gets put on the back burner. Actually, it just gets burned on the back burner. And nothing happens. You got to have that grit. You got to keep going, like the sandpaper, right? You want to have it. Sometimes you got to be a little extra rough, and then you have to be so fine that it just takes off a little bit and you're smoothing it over, right? Grit isn't all just about go right after it all the time. Sometimes you do slow down in order to speed up. Number two, grind. Life is hard, but the reward is greater. So keep it what matters. And you may have to ask yourself 1,000 times in one day, why am I doing this? Oh my goodness. I've asked myself that question way too many times because you are facilitating an atmosphere of growth. You know God has called you for more. You know that there's something on the other side of where you are now. You're wanting that transformation, but you got to get through the transition. And what does that look like? Well, we know it's kind of messy, which means, yeah, we're grinding it out sometimes. And we have to look at our why. We have to sit there and go back and say, gosh, is this really, really what I'm looking for? Sometimes you have to talk to some wise people. Surround yourself with a team. Sometimes it's not even your family. It's somebody else that maybe you got to know online. Or somebody else that, gosh, you met at a store somewhere, or a conference. Someone in your church, in your community. And you go and you just seek counsel from them. And you're like, I just need someone else to look at my life. Am I going the right direction? Why am I doing this? And they remind you, this is why you said you were doing this. And you're like, yeah. And then they say, well, wait, but let's look at it this way. The season that you're in, what if you look at it this way? And they're like, oh, yeah, that's true. And then you're like, I'm all in. Let's do this. What was I thinking? And then you jump back on and you get back on and you go. Grit. Grind. Number three, grace. Even though sometimes you're moving fast and you're moving hard, you still always have to find grace. You always have your heart open to love unconditionally. You have to. Now, that doesn't mean you give yourself a pass or others for that matter. You give yourself a place to fall and learn in the midst of failure and success. Too often we fail. Or we come up against a brick wall and we're like, that's it, I'm done. You throw in the towel. Like, I'm finished. I cannot do this anymore. Life is not worth this frustration. Let me tell you, I've been having those conversations with myself. Like I said, I've been burning the candle at both ends for many reasons. There's a lot happening right now at Create You Now. I wish I could tell you all the stories, but I can't. Not yet. It'll be coming. But in all of that, and with growth comes what? Ooh, yeah, there's a lot of transition when it comes to growth, right? The grit, the grind, and the grace. And there are times that I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't think I'm really meant for this. And I'm really looking for a way to get out. I'm just done. I need to rest. I need to do something. I can't keep doing this. I've got to breathe. And I'm breathing, by the way. Please don't get, don't think that I'm not, because I am. But when you are doing so many things, you have so many projects on your plate, and you're trying to juggle life too, called, your household, your marriage, your family, you're doing stuff with a new puppy dog. Yes, I am right now taking care of my grand dog. He's adorable. I think he's only about 10, maybe 11 weeks old now. So we are in full puppy training. But with that comes what? A little bit of frustration, a little bit of, oh, I remember these days. And that's why no more puppies for me. My children can have them and they can bring them, but I am no longer doing them. Rhino will be our last, and he's adorable. We love him, but then we'll let our kids carry on the tradition of having pets. It just, life gets busy. And that's the thing. I did life with my children, right? That was my job, my focus, to really raise them and to raise them well. And then I transitioned into now Create Your Now. And God's saying, this is your calling. This is what you're supposed to be doing. And I've been working on it year after year after year after year. And you just keep going. It's like the grit, the grind, and the grace. And there are times that you're like, I just don't know if I can do this because I'm tired. I'm worn out. Maybe I feel like I've failed too many times. Maybe I haven't had enough successes, or the way people look at success. I can have a conversation with someone and we can start talking about business or, even personal life and family and all of that. And somehow the way they measure success is different than the way I measure it. My stick is different than their stick. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you have those conversations, then you get into the quiet space and you go lay down and you put your head on the pillow and you're like, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Have you ever had that? Where you begin second guessing everything and you're like, I don't know. I mean, can I not just get over to the other side? Can I not just be transformed and be there and have arrived? Why do I have to go through this whole mess? And then you look at your life and you're thinking, haven't I gone through enough messes? Like, this is enough, Lord. I don't need any more. Grit, grind, and grace. As much as you want to give grace, you have to be able to give it first to yourself. You have to. And it's so hard because we beat ourselves up so much. I am my worst critic and my worst enemy. And I admit it. I stand tall on that platform. It's not something I'm proud of, but I know it exists. And so with that, I have to be very careful. I have to be very cautious because excellence is always my goal. But sometimes I have to settle for somebody else's excellence, which might be lower than mine. And guess what? That's okay. I have to be okay with being meh sometimes because there are times that I just need to do the do because that's where you are in that season, that moment. Where are you today? What is it that you know that you are growing through? Right? You're either moving forward or moving backwards. You're not stagnant because if you are, you're dead. I mean, seriously. So you're either moving forward in your life or you're taking a back step in your life or a back seat, some would say. I don't like to say a back seat. I mean, kind of, sort of, but not really. Because you can actually take steps backwards. You can do things that do not propel you forward. And so what does that look like for you? Are you one who says, you know what, I've got this dream and I've been working on it, but then I've kind of been like, meh. Do you need to get out of that slump? Are you ready to get out of that slump? Are you ready to say, you know what, I can accept the transition. I can accept the grit, the grind, and the grace. I know that if I fall, I can get back up again. I know I can do it. And let me tell you, you're going to get pushed back when you start having a little bit of momentum. Someone is going to push back on you. Why? Well, there's many reasons why. One is not today, Satan. Just not today. And there are other reasons where you begin to, oh man, you have second thoughts, or someone made a comment on your social media, or someone maybe in your family or close to you, they were like, are you really serious? You're really thinking about doing this? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, well, that's kind of stupid. Then you start again, going back through and playing what? The old tapes. Remember those? Yeah, they're kind of funny looking. Okay. Let's just say you get on Spotify and play the old tunes that say you're not good enough, that you failed already too many times, that you're not going to make it to the other side, that you might as well just stay here and accept it. This is your transformation right here. But you know deep down, the best is yet to come. So be willing to step into the power of transition. Be willing to get your hands dirty. Get your mind a little messy. Get into the grit, the grind, and the grace. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.